Wonderful. I'm glad you haven't decided to throw in the towel. However, things aren't going to get any easier. Your friends that you gained along the way, you're going to need to use them so we can get closer to Lillian. Each one of them has their own, you know, traits, and hopefully can help us fend off the army she has, or whatever it is. Two things that's really interested me about her, though, is the fact that her tears managed to create puppets for her. It worries me, because not even I can do that. That makes me think that she's on a level beyond me. Now's not the time to get consumed in thoughts. Right. That slime girl too. I don't know how much we should trust her. I mean, after what was said. Apparently it was a mistake. I don't know, but I suppose we can use her for the fight. Anyways, there's not much else for us to do here, and we're sitting ducks, so I'm getting ready. Just need to concentrate for a moment. Interesting. Why that of all places? She's in our dimension. What a familiar setting. It's the same place that you met with her. How fitting. Here we are. Back where this all began. What a fitting place. Oh gosh, I was happy that my plaything decided to summon me for once. However, now I am rather disappointed that I am now soaked. What is the meaning of this? And why is it so damn wet out here? What is this place? Why are we here? Holy shit. Bloom. It's a spider. That talks. Bloom. That has to be one of the coolest things I've seen. Oh, and who might you be, little and where is your head? Why is your head like that? Excuse me, pet. Please, could you explain what is going on here?
Oh my god! Bloom, look! It's a spider!
I literally just said that you did.
Yeah, well, I saw it first. Have a problem with it? Huh? Huh? Seems like I've been the only one who's been finding all these things and you've just kind of been lagging behind. What a shame!
Oh, that is it. I am sick of you.
Oh, hold on, headless children. Please do not fight. It doesn't seem to be the right way to solve things. Maybe you should try hugging it out and giving each other gifts, maybe. I'm sure that could help.
What the fuck are you? And why do you look so damn cool?
Oh, stop it, you. I am not very cool. I am a slime. I have a lot of people who are like my kind, but it appears that not many of them are around here. May I ask what you are?
I'll answer that one, Miss Blue. We are Dullahans.
I could have answered it myself. Why do you want to take the fun out of socializing as well? So, allow me to get this straight. We have a blue blob, two headless children, and me. I am quite confused. What exactly is going on here?
Oh my!
Pardon the intrusion. You finally came. Familiar location, is it not? Where we first met. I remember it so clearly. The raindrop falling on my head as I planned to confess to you. Good times, right? If only it wasn't a lie. If only it didn't look like a lie to me anymore. If only I could go back to those few moments where you told me you felt the same. Where it felt so real. And now it just feels like one big lie. Anyways, clearly you're dedicated to this, which is why you're here, I assume. Where's your friend, the Celestial? Was she too scared to face me? I'm right here, problem child. You were expecting us to come, weren't you? And here we are. How about you don't play cat and mouse and let's finish this? There is no way you're going to continue destroying my dimension. I will not stand for it. How about you come back in my arms? We reattach your strings and we call this a day. Excuse me? You want me to be a puppet again? You want me to be your little piece of entertainment for these people, whoever the hell you're trying to put a damn show on for? It isn't happening. It won't happen. And in fact, I think I'll enjoy having you on strings next, bitch.
No, I hate to ask, but where does that involve us?
You know, I agree with Blaine. What do we do as well? Like, are we here to sightsee or, I'm sorry, you've lost me.
Bloom. As well as everyone else who is here. This is the woman who has been messing with your worlds. Especially you, Slime. Whatever your name is. She was the woman you saw. Who hurt your people. Here she is, in the flesh. And our goal is to stop her. Finally restore some sort of balance into this damn fragmented world.
Oh, well, isn't this rich? You didn't hear my warning.
Seems like I do talk to brick walls. But no worries. I'll show you the consequence of your mistake. Nova, look at me.
Hi.
We locked eyes once before, didn't we? He was unable to help everyone. You left them all to fend for themselves while you hid away like a coward. You are supposed to be some sort of protector, some sort of guardian to people, and you can't even protect shit.
No. I did my best. I just wasn't able to do enough. Stop, please. Stop talking to me.
And then you decide to team up with this person to try coming against me, even though you was unable to help the one you helped there. What makes you think that you're worth anything? But with me, I can make you worth something. I can make you worth so much. Just take my hand and I'll make sure you have some value in this world.
If my people will be fine, then fine, I will. I need to learn how to protect them. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Perfect.
Do you see now why I'm above you? Why you can't win this?
You can't hurt me, Pandara. You can't hurt me, viewer. Not any more than you already have. I spent this long aching, wanting you to be there to comfort me. And what was I met with? A void. That's what I was met with. Nothing but darkness. That's all I was met with. Remember my last act? It was to get rid of both of us. This time, I'll be getting rid of you.
Hi, hi. We're coming close to the end now. You know, it's nearly it. It's nearly the end. Hooray!
It's been so fun writing this. I controlled like 6 characters in one sitting. I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. Please, help me. Help me.